Come. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We want to look this morning on the subject, the glory in the midst of darkness. The glory in the midst of darkness. We saw the light. We saw the shine. Now, we want to see the glory. Our objective is to understand the seasons we are in. And second, to understand the value of the glory. And third, to understand the way of the glory. The seasons we are in, the value of the glory. And the way of the glory. The scripture made it clear. I'm sure that my ears are not sharper than the ears of the ushers. So that baby sound does not disturb the delivery this morning. And if you are a mother carrying a baby, just be attentive and so that you don't disrupt the rest of us. I'm sure that if you sit close to the back up there, you won't feel any distraction. Somebody say amen. The scripture made it clear that towards the end of the times, there will be literally an explosion of glory as we approach the climax of the age. God will explode his glory and release his reserves like we haven't seen before. The Bible said that concerning Jesus, the heavens must receive him until the times of the restitution of all things. The body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, we haven't seen God yet.
There is a dimension to God we haven't seen yet. But what is very important to note is that the season where that glory will happen will be a season of very terrible darkness. Season of very overwhelming darkness. Season of a flood of darkness. It says the darkness covered the earth. It reminds you as the way the waters cover the sea, the glory. How can darkness happen at the same time with glory? That is the design. Not necessarily of God, because as the end of time approaches, both the devil and God are doing overtime. The devil knows that his time is short, so he works extra time. God knows that some things must happen before the earth is summarized, so he releases his glory extra. That is why we see in the midst of this heavy glory, there will be unbelievable darkness. That is why the children of God cannot afford to live anyhow or live carelessly, because it will be a very, 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 very dark, gloomy world. Very gloomy, very gloomy, very, very gloomy. Is God speaking to somebody here? But you have no reason to fear the viper if you have the fire. In the same manner, you have no reason to fear the gloom if you have the glory. It will be glory for the church, gloom for everyone else. It will be boom for the church, doom for everyone else. This morning, some of us will have a demystification of the things that we cannot understand. Before we step into that glory issue, what does darkness represent? Some of us believe it is obvious what darkness represents, but we'll look at it in detail. The darkness that covers the earth. What is that darkness referring to? What is the darkness representing? What does the darkness refer to? What does the darkness represent? First of all, the darkness refers to iniquity and unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12 to 13, it says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, and so on, not in strife and envy. He's referring to all the darkness things. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 to 11. Ephesians chapter 5 says, for you were sometimes darkness, But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Darkness refers to iniquity. So, if you take a straight line equation, darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people means. Iniquity shall cover the earth. A massive iniquity shall cover the people. Is God speaking to anybody here? Iniquity shall cover the earth. A massive iniquity. I don't know how you feel, but the situation of the world as far as iniquity is concerned is worse now than when we were growing up as children. Nobody teaches children how to cheat in class now. Mommy showed me a very, very terrible, two little children. Is it like 3 years or 4 years? Terrible. Let me not go into details. Iniquity covers the earth, gross iniquity. Bribery, corruption, these things are not... People look at you when you don't understand, when you are not doing the same things and they are wondering, are you alive? Are you on earth? You bought something and they are asking you, how much should I write on the receipt? Very, very normal. Where the teacher in school is putting every child under pressure of sin in order for them to pass exam. Iniquity cover the earth. Gross iniquity the earth. That's darkness. That was why the Bible said in the last days, perilous time shall come. One translation says, in the last days, it will be difficult to be a Christian. Hey, it will be difficult to maintain your faith and say, I am a child of God. Is God speaking to anybody here? Take your seat. So don't be surprised with the massiveness of iniquity. One baseball player, I think it's baseball in Australia, he made a comment. He said, they said, who will go to heaven and who will go to hell? He said, anybody who believes in Jesus Christ will go to heaven. And every witch and every atheist, and he just mentioned plenty, homosexuals, all will go to hell. And the whole nation rose. Why should he say so? I don't know whether this, yes. I don't know whether they sacked him because they said the club is threatening his career. They have canceled his contract. Israel Folau was he also, what's his name?